It's the Real Country Flashback. KB and Heather Lee. Hank FM.
And a Wednesday flashback brought to you by the original Weatherford Truck and Equipment Company for all your truck needs. Well, a little on this date back in history to the year
1977.
And fresh off his turn as a solo artist, Kenny Rogers lands his first big solo hit. And a song his mom absolutely hated.
You get to find time to leave me, Lucy.
Lucille.
With four hungry children and a crop in the field.
The great Kenny Rogers right there. Houston boy, no less, too. And his Houston mama was pretty angry about the whole situation. So before Kenny Rogers became one of the most successful, honestly, crossover country artists of all time, he was back there doing the rock and roll thing with the band First Edition. That actually gave him a pretty good hit there with Just Dropped In to see what condition my condition was in.
Oh, not New Edition.
Genius writing. Totally different.
No Bobby Brown.
Yeah, but there were dance steps included. But Kenny struck out on his own. And in 1977, that was in 1975. So it took a couple of years for Kenny to find his spot. And oddly, and he wouldn't have guessed it, even being a Texas boy, that it would be in country music. But it just turned out Kenny Rogers could sing pretty much anything and make something great out of it. And that was certainly the case with Lucille, written by songwriter Hal Bynum, who actually kind of co-wrote the tune with Kenny Rogers on that. But it was drawn from Hal Bynum, the writer's home life. See, his wife was preparing for a trip away, and he was battling the temptation of another woman's advances. And he says, "You picked a fine time to leave me." And then she went on vacation, and evidently he was true to her. Nothing weird happened after that. Although there would be a lot, that would be a really interesting song. Well, Kenny Rogers decided to, let's name her. It's like, what name should we give this woman in the song? Mm-hmm. It's like, well, my mom's name is Lucille.
Oh, boy.
Okay, let's do that. And it was an instant hit the minute that was released. And it went all the way to the top of the charts in 1977. And it also won Kenny a Grammy Award for Best Male Country Performance in 78. The song was a smash. And then he got the call from his mom, who said, according to Kenny Rogers, quote, "Kenneth Ray Rogers, what are you doing?"
Yeah.
He said, "I knew when she said my name in full, I was in trouble." Indeed, Lucille Lois Rogers was very furious for, quote, "putting all my business out there on the street for everybody," saying, "How dare you tell people that I had four hungry children?" I said, "Mom, first of all, you had eight. Secondly, I only co-wrote it. And thirdly, it's not about you."
Yeah. Said, fine, Mom.
She tamed down a little bit, but when he sent that royalties check that bought her the new house, well, that was a fine time for Lucille.
In a bar in Toledo, across from the depot, on a bar stool, she took off her ring.